So normally I wouldn't say something like this, but follow me. If you start with divinity, expand, increase insight, let go of it all for a moment, attached to nothing, open to anything and everything. If you move and groove, time disappears. Some nights, slow nights, create the perfect space to enhance playfulness and discernment, to review agreements and dissipate unneeded divisions. Look at the way your creativity moves you, or the way your creativity stalls you. Paralyzed by pressure, release the need to ease, and all of a sudden, breathe. Even tempo. Natural progression. Notice the becoming. Consciousness is constantly blooming in its own way. Come and get your love. Create it. Enhance it. Shape it. Share it. Become it. Over and over. And back into infinity. Welcome back to the podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, always reminding you that a miracle is not the exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome back to Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I'm really excited for today's episode because I got a news flash earlier, and I am honored to have been asked to deliver this message for you. The newsflash is that nothing is holding you back anymore. We're going to dive deep around how all the limitations have been removed. All the challenges before us are just illusions pretending to be in our way. And we're going to really drive the point home that nothing is holding you back, which reminds me. You know, sometimes what's invisible to the eyes is clear and vivid to the heart. Look for that. Feel for that. The thing is, I love to be ahead of the game because I wasn't always ahead of the game. And when I was younger, that meant skipping ahead to see the end, skipping ahead to read the end of the book. Because truly, deep in my heart, I knew that everything was a choose-your-own-adventure type of story, be it a movie or a book or a television series. Back then, we couldn't skip ahead to the end of the season, but you can now. I'm not saying that I still do that, but I'm using this analogy because I have read to the end of the book. I know what happens. And because of that, I know for a fact that there is nothing holding me back anymore, and there is absolutely nothing holding you back. Some of the stuff that I learned when I skipped ahead to find out all this information so I could come back and share it with you was, there is no more conflict in your soul. No contradiction exists in your world. And once you begin to start to believe these things by playing around, tinkering on whether or not this is actually true, could be true, I am telling you, it's true, and you don't have to believe me because you're going to see the evidence all around you more and more, especially if you stay in the field of these words. There is nothing holding you back anymore. More of the stuff that I found out is that the events, people, circumstances, and everything that manifests in your life is by impeccable and immaculate design. There is something extremely deliberate and intricate unfolding before you, just for you. And knowing this enables a super harmonious feeling. All of your dealings are blessed by divinity. And if you don't believe in divinity, they're definitely blessed by something. It's the reason why there's blood pumping through your veins and a heartbeat in your chest. Beyond appearances, I know that you will begin to know what's really going on. I'm reminded of a musical called Rent, and I like to play with song lyrics and let them expand beyond the way they were written, and I do that with my imagination and my silliness. But the lyric that I'm thinking of is from the musical Rent, and it goes something along the lines of, "There is no future, there is no past, I live each moment as my last." The way that I tinkered with it was, there is no future, there is no past, the here, now moment extends through time. All the passion and joy comes alive within you. That is who you are. And I implore you to know thyself. Because to be yourself, authentic, you inadvertently inspire those around you. I encourage you to play with shameless authenticity, because you are worthy. You are worthwhile. You may not be everybody's cup of tea, but you will never regret being yourself. You never have to alter your soul's truth for the appearance of others. This I know. And if you're not someone's cup of tea, don't take it personally. Some people just don't drink tea or like tea. It has nothing to do with you. Maybe they're a coffee type of person, or a boozer, or a breatharian. No judgments. Just love being yourself. The reason you are yourself is because someone out there in the world is craving who you are and the energy that you share on the planet. And I don't know about you, but I know there are people craving permission slips that are hiding, that are silent. And because there's nothing holding you back, you are needed now more than ever. And here's something to play with. Something to tinker with. Just allow your imagination to run wild. Open your mind to, if all of life is available to you, what will you own with this clarity that all of life is now available to you because there is nothing holding you back? I want you to create with intent, manifest with ease, go after what you want with all your heart. Attain. Give. Trust the universe and all her timing, even the times when it feels like wasted time or intrusion. Become so strong in the source of your being that you're unshakable. You are the free human now. We are all humanity in action, in love, in manifestation, appearing as this. Why would you want to experience it any other way? The illusion is strong. It is strong, and it will try to shake you. That's why this is not the baby game. This is not the kiddie pool. This is the big show. And the big show has rung its gong. It has begun. You are not late to the party. There's an author named David Cameron Gikandi. And he says something that I extremely resonate with. I'm going to read it twice. I'm going to read it slowly. I want you to listen and listen closely. Jot something down. Memorize this. Memorize this if it's something that you wish you could believe. Memorize this if this is something you desire to experience. Listen to this. Somewhere around the world, people are praying very hard just for the thing that you were inspired to do. You are the answer to their prayers, and they are the answer to yours. Everybody is an answer to a prayer. We are all gifts and miracles to each other, even though we may not immediately see how that is so. There is nothing to worry about except worry itself. You succeed. That is all you ever do. End quote. You succeed. That is all you ever do. Huh. What if that was true? What if your appearances of failure weren't failure? Because if you're still alive, homie, you have not failed. There is more to do. Get up and listen to this quote again. Somewhere around the world, people are praying very hard for just the thing that you are inspired to do. You are the answer to their prayers, and they are the answer to yours. Everybody is an answer to a prayer. We are all gifts and miracles to each other, even though we may not immediately see how that is so. There is nothing to worry about except worry itself. You succeed. That is all you ever do. Take a moment. Sit with that. Breathe it in and circulate it through your being. Take a deep breath all the way deep into your belly. Hold it for a few seconds and exhale through your mouth, visualizing energy circulating down the front of your body and up the column of your spine. And I have to be real with you. I have to be practical. Because the old wiring will try to creep in. It'll try to make you believe that there is still plenty holding you back. It'll try to encroach through victim thinking, feeling through righteousness, pride, envy, jealousy, etc. The old ways of thinking, of getting that fix, it'll try to get you. And I like to give that feeling a name, something that'll make me laugh, something that isn't too heavily, it isn't heavily loaded with emotion and triggers. Like, I wouldn't name this feeling somebody that I've known in my life that really upset me. I would name it something like, I don't know, let's say, Baby Thanos. And when that feeling of victimhood and righteousness and entitlement creeps in, because things will be unfair, you will give way more than you receive back, and it will not feel good. You will feel the heaviness of life. For me, when that starts to creep up and I have enough awareness, it's just Baby Thanos trying to creep in, trying to get some attention. Baby Thanos is like, don't forget about me, don't forget about me. So the reason why I call him Baby Thanos is because Baby Thanos grows up to be Big Bad Thanos, because destiny still arrives. And I'm not trying to avoid destiny. But I can get to Baby Thanos. I can give him some attention. I can cheer up Baby Thanos. I can misdirect Baby Thanos. Baby Thanos is very easily disrupted in his thoughts. So when I talk to Baby Thanos, I can then affect the future Big Mean Thanos. But I don't have to deal with Big Mean Thanos. I'm just working with Baby Thanos. And it's lighthearted and funny to imagine a Baby Thanos. And for those that aren't familiar with the Marvel Cinematic Universe or Avengers, Thanos is the big bad villain, and who the whole 23 movie and TV shows of Marvel television and movies follow for 23 films. It is what Avengers Infinity War and Endgame center around. It is a driving force in those movies. And he's described as one of the biggest, baddest, most awesome villains in cinematic history, right up there with Darth Vader. He is iconic. For some reason, I feel like I know you. Now, we're all used to profanity here and there, here on the podcast. But I still have to say, excuse my language, because this is where my full force loving Thanos comes out. Who the fuck are you to deny the world of your loving glory? A long time ago, when I was young in my alcoholism, deep in it, I was listening to personal development. I was taking notes. I was surrounded by highly successful people. I came clean to one of my mentors, and I told him that all I did at night was listen to personal development, listen to emotional music, write, and drink a fifth of whiskey every night. And he said to me something that I never forgot. He said it to me, but I know that it's about you. And that is, similarly, who do you think you are hiding yourself from the world? The marketplace needs you. The marketplace is this earth. The marketplace are the airwaves. And we need you. You have a special music that nobody can duplicate. And I care so much. And I'm not going to be timid, because I have been timid in the past. I'm not going to hide, because I did it for a decade. And I am so grateful I have been awakened, because it is my duty to pass it on. I don't want you to wait as long as I did. And if you've waited longer, well, gosh darn it, this is your card. This is your oracle reading. My name is Jonathan Navi, and it has come to light that the marketplace needs you. There are no limitations anymore. There is nothing holding you back, just illusions. And it's much, much easier than ever before to break through these illusions and come through the other side shining strong. And believe me, I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal. I am trying to tell you the truth. You are freaking great. You are brilliant. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I can't wait to see what you do. The marketplace has been waiting patiently, and the marketplace has had enough. The world has broken. And by world, I mean society, cultures, everything that's been wrong with the world is breaking. And we need you right now. And the cool part is that this is not dreadful. This is actually going to be fun. This is going to be beautiful. Because once you get through that turmoil and you realize that you are not alone, you are going to meet so many of your soul tribe. You are going to be flooded with all the love you craved on those lonely nights. Because the marketplace needs you. It's in your hands now. It always has been, but now more than ever, it is simpler, and it's worth the effort. You are worth it, and you are more than worthwhile. Now, you may be hearing things, either for the first time, or stuff you've heard and believed a million times. And I'd like to share with you a caveat to all this goodness. It is a frame that I take when I listen to a podcast, when I watch YouTube videos, when I enroll in a personal development program, watch a movie for the first time, for the 100th time, and when I read a book. And I do believe that this frame is what allows me to enjoy things even more and more and more as things feel fresh to me. This is the frame I take. What if I didn't know what I know, and I was receiving this for the first time? Even what I know with complete certainty can change at any minute. I'm humble enough to know I don't know what I don't know. Because when I step into the I know frame, I always lose. Big time. I share this caveat because it's so easy to forget. Whether you're starting at the beginning or you've been in it for a while and feel like the big boy, the big girl in town with all the gifts to share, because you do have those gifts. You have come a long way. When you get into the I know frame, you lose some bit of information because you don't know what you don't know. Once I learned that, it made me open to receive and listen to things I didn't agree with and gain new perspectives. And in order for all of this to work, your mind must be open. Even if you don't want to hear something that somebody else is saying. Let's take President Trump, for example. There's a lot of supporters and a lot of non-supporters. So they don't even listen to the things he says. And I was one of the ones that refused to listen. I didn't like the guy. I didn't like what he represented or what he said. And I'm not saying I like him now, but at least I'm willing to listen because there are some gems. There are some very heartfelt, heart-centered things that even somebody that seems to be hateful will share. And if you have the ability and the skill and the superpower to catch those, you'll be able to make a greater and bigger impact than you ever thought possible. Just a little reminder that these are simply suggestions. You don't have to accept these suggestions, but if you so choose to accept these suggestions, your world will become more miraculous and more magical than you ever expected. This is what I know. So I'm going to ramp it up just a notch. I'm going to tell you some things that may make you shake, quiver, or yell out in delight. Yes! Woo! This is true. This is so. And I give you that example because I know that you have to claim it. And I want you to know that you have to claim it in celebration and feel it in your body. Now brace yourself because this is important. I want you to know that you are the realms of reality and you are sufficient to fulfill all your needs. You are as large as life itself because you are life. The universe is excellent and doesn't make mistakes. You are a conscious byproduct of excellence. You give importance to life and you are lived by life. Question: what is your center of gravity? Life is a reminder that you are still in love. If you are alive, you are in love because you cannot exist without love. The passion that flows through your blood, the cells that are in your body, dance in celebration for this existence. I want you to celebrate and love life, but I want you to know that the living cells and molecules that exist you are the ones with the elation, and your attitude and awareness will be a byproduct as long as you nurture them, because they will nurture you tenfolds. Please expand your sense of being, and you will expand your sense of experience with your identity. Your identity will expand. You are growing on purpose with every breath you take as your awareness grows more and more. You are large in your capacity and ability to create. You have a vision, flourishing or blooming. The seeds have been planted. and your vision grows over your maps of reality. Because you have become more aware of how you can map out how your personal reality exists. You set a course. I want you to set a course and behave in the direction of your vision. That's what I know. And when you see, hear, feel, taste, and smell the vision you have cast, that is the way you will go. That is your path. And you shan't waver. Now, let's take a breather. I could keep giving you the goods for decades on end. So before we come to a close and sign off for this episode, the only direction I'd like to give you is that if you're going to journal about this, if you feel a little lost and inspired with all these ideas, there are only four things you need to focus on. If you're going to go out and write about and journal about your reality and your ideal self and all your supernatural destiny that's coming to fruition, just focus on one, your health. Two, your wealth. Three, love. And four, your perfect self-expression. These are four areas that cover everything. Your health, mental, emotional, physical, what you put in your body. Your wealth, how you make your money, the things you do, what you trade, how you get paid, what value you give, the value you receive. Love, your family, your intimate relationships, your close inner circle, your community, pets, kids, the human family, love, and perfect self-expression. How will you express yourself? What have you been sponging up for a while that you need to wring out? Squeeze yourself dry, because this well flowing through you called life and creativity and inspiration, that is your self-expression. That is where your destiny lies. I truly and from the depths of my heart, soul, mind, and body hope you have received some value from this topic, from this conversation. Because even though you're listening to me and I'm the one doing all the speaking, I know that you are in your head, listening, tuning in, giving me the inspiration to know what to say. Because I'm not thinking about what to say next. I know that I'm responding to something deep within you that is calling out. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your ever grateful host here for the podcast Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Get yourself some realistic and expect miracles. Until next time, it has been a pleasure. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you
And the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.